And you should have come and got us, Allie.
Which is exactly why I didn't. Can you imagine the scene Perrin would have made?
I could have held her back.
Not now, Nera.
Well, I coulda.
That isn't the point, Nera. And besides, I don't think anyone could have stopped a sloshed Perrin from wanting to get me our baby.
Fine. Whatever. But tell me again what that has to do with you, Allie, risking the entire family like this.
I didn't risk anyone but myself.
Yes, you did. What do you believe the police are going to think when we take him down there? That you just found a male in a garbage can?
Well, my textbook on male interactions says that—
Not now, Nera! You aren't a cop yet, and you can't pretend that you are.
Hey!
Shh! You'll wake him, or worse, Perrin.
Then quiet. The both of you. I expected better, Allie. Out of anyone in this family, I'd figure that you would do the right thing in a situation as insane as this.
And I did. Think about what would have happened if I hadn't left early like I always do, Myla. He could have still been out there, or worse.
It's true, Myla. Imagine if they actually collected the garbage.
Don't even say it. I don't want to think about it. Kala, protect me. That's too terrible a thought to speak aloud.
That's why I took him home, back to us, Myla. You have to admit that a few hours wouldn't have made a difference here or at the hospital. I'm a nurse for crying out loud. He was fine. A little hungry, but that's all.
And you have to admit that those few hours could be viewed as an attempt to kidnap a male. They'll throw you in jail for that, Allie. The government will disband the circle and none of us will ever be allowed to foster a boy again.
And I thought you wanted us to be quiet.
Did you hear that?
It wasn't me.
Hush. Stay here. Tadpole? Is that you? Hey there. Did we wake you? I'm sorry, little one. We're sorry.
Oh my. He's...
adorable. I know.
Those eyes. Allie, Gala, save me.
He's such a good boy, too. And so well-behaved, if a bit skittish.
It would be strange if he wasn't. This is a new place, after all, and when you think about how you found him...
I'll get him some formula.
No, don't bother. He won't drink it. I forgot to mention, but on top of all the other oddities, he doesn't want formula, or even milk. This tadpole only wants solid food. Isn't that right? No, you don't. No, siree.
Solid food? But why?
Huh? Oh, I really don't know. It isn't like he can tell us. He just won't take any. Which is why I gave him some Orwee last night. I figured it'd be soft enough for his stomach.
Perhaps you were right about his being something of a changeling.
Changeling? What do you mean? Look at him. Matron be praised, is that not the most perfect child you've ever seen?
Myla, I never called him that. And he is perfect, but it's not that simple. Come, let's all sit on the couch and you can see for yourself. Relax, sweetie. Relax. I want to introduce you to my family. Or most of it anyway. This is Nera.
Good morning, little love.
And this is Myla.
Hello.
Oh, come on, Myla. You can do better than that. The poor thing will think you hate him.
Watch it, Nera. You know I could only harbor Grace for a child of Gala, but I am also not going to get attached.
I said the same thing last night, and now look where we are.
Don't look at me like that, Nera. It may seem harsh, but if the boy is to be taken away in a few hours, it would do no good to him or us to confuse him further for our own vanities.
I know, but come on, look at him. Those pajamas are so cute, and he's so beautiful. And I just want to eat him right up.
Perhaps later, if we don't all end up in prison. Now, Allie, show me what you noticed last night.
Oh, right. Well, first, Look at Azeska.
What's wrong with it? Everything seems normal to me.
I wouldn't expect you to notice it, Nara. You've never really been around a boy, but Myla has, and I've been trained in this sort of thing.
May I?
That's up to the little one. Tadpole, will you let Myla take a look at you? I promise you can come right back to me if you want. See? Such a good boy. Here, Myla.
My. He's quite a bit bigger than any male I've ever held. Even the two that my past circle had given leave to watch were much smaller.
You've had boys in your home before, Myla?
Of course. That's why I was given leave to start a family circle of my own. You have to go through the different evaluations. I've had at least one boy in your household and be a certain age.
And what age was that?
Rudeness is unbecoming of you, Nira. Little one, I'm going to touch your Eska. Is that all right?
Hey. It's okay, sweetie. Remember how I washed it last night for you? Myla just wants to do the same.
There's a good boy. Just relax for me. You're right. His Eska isn't responding to my touch.
Oh no. How bad is it?
That depends.
On what exactly? I thought all boys needed their Eska to speak and bond.
They do. But normally when there's a problem with one's Eska, it's easy to spot. Like a physical defect or injury of some sort. Which is why I didn't notice it last night after I gave him a bath.
Could it have been an older injury?
In this case, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, for starters, he's very sharp and very coordinated. If he had some sort of injury that would impair his Eska, I'd assume that it'd also impair his cognitive and motor abilities. And well, give him a sniff, Myla.
I was just about to.
I knew you couldn't keep up being frigid forever.
It's been a long time since I smelled a boy this close. I nearly forgot how pleasant it is.
Better than when I first smelled him, believe me.
Are you sure? Don't worry. I'm just being silly. You smell divine, little one.
Myla, didn't you want to keep from confusing the poor babe?
I was just sharing a secret with our guest. So, what is it you wanted me to smell?
Did you notice his scent?
I didn't sense anything odd.
Exactly, but what should you have noticed besides his scent?
He's not producing any pheromones.
Exactly. Or if he is, we can't smell them.
Is that even possible?
I have no idea.
Well, this is troubling.
And we need to go to the hospital right now. I'll go call the emergency services.
No. No, you aren't, Nira. Sit back down, child. It's troubling because it means that this boy, this sweet bundle that Allie found, has never been a part of a family circle before, or even been prepared for entry into one.
So, what are you saying?
We're saying that unless there's some rare medical condition that I don't know of, which could still be the case, he's been living on his own his entire life.
That's impossible.
I am inclined to agree with Nira about that, Allie. I can't see how a boy could survive out on his own from hatchling to adult, or how no one found him before now.
Even so, it would explain why he can't link with us, as he doesn't know how, and even if he did, he couldn't do it like this anyway. He lacks the proper nutrition and hormones. And it'd explain why he was alone, why he doesn't like milk, and why he would want solid food, even though physiologically his body can't digest it particularly well.
I can see you gave this a great deal of thought.
But for a boy to live on his own for so long...
What's the alternative? That he fell from the sky like this?
The songs sing that the first boys who came to this world fell from the face of Mother Gala as tears.
Come on, Myla. I know you and Perrin follow the faith more than most, and I love you for it, but really? How likely would that really truly be? Besides, he was in a garbage can.
Well, if believing in the old stories means boys like this just fall from the sky, I might have to go with Perrin more often.
Go with me where?
Oh no.
Is that...
Perrin, sweetie, I'm going to need you to take a breath.
That actually went better than I thought it would.
Shut up, Nera. Grab some ice from the kitchen while I get my kit and make sure she doesn't give herself a concussion.
In the meantime, I'm going to give this little boy something to fill his tummy. How does some food sound, lovey? And hopefully come up with a way to keep us all from going to prison.
Nera, get over here already.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Then we agree. We'll go with my plan?
Yes!
Fine. Just one last time, Allie. You swear to the matron in the waters of Gala that you didn't do anything with him?
For the fourth and final time, yes. I knew you'd think I might try something. That's why I went to bed in the same outfit I wore yesterday.
I still think it was smart of her. It would have been so easy to just...
Stop it.
Aw, you two are just the easiest to bait. Hey, speaking of bait, can I hold him now?
Oh, what happened?
She's awake, Nera. Come with me to Perrin's room.
Hey, Marshmallow.
This is like the worst hangover ever. Allie.
I'm glad to see you awake again. How's your head feeling?
Oh, my head. Awful. Oh, I must have really overdone it last night. Oh, everything is spinning.
Oh, no, you don't. Lay your head back down right now.
Thank you for making it stop spinning, Allie.
Anytime, dear.
Allie, why am I in the living room?
Because you fainted and Nera carried you over here.
Fainted? What? When did I do that?
About 4 hours ago. Luckily, you avoided a concussion, but you were inconsolable when you first came to. So I gave you a muscle relaxant, which put you right out.
Inconsolable? But why would I be...
I'll tell you, but Perrin, hey, look at me. I need you to promise me you won't try to get up, all right?
Okay.
What do you remember from this morning?
Oh, Allie, please don't ask me to remember right now. It hurts too much.
Hush now, you big baby. Do you remember seeing something?
I do. A baby. There's a baby. Allie, I saw one. There was a boy in Myla's lap.
Shh, yes, there is a boy in the house. In fact, Myla has him right now.
Oh, Gala, where is he?
He's in your room. Myla is changing his clothes with the clothes you bought him.
His clothes?
Uh-huh. In fact, I put him in the red and blue PJs last night before bed. You should have seen him, Perrin.
Please stop teasing me, Allie. This is just some bad dream or cruel joke by Nera, isn't it?
No, Perrin, it's real. He's real. And you're awake right now.
Oh, Gala. And here's me getting all weepy with a bump on my head, hungover and stuck on a couch. This is terrible.
You're still lovely, I promise.
This isn't anything like I thought meeting our circle's boy would be like.
How often do our dreams really match reality anyway? But that's not important. What's important is that you're okay, we're okay, and most importantly, the boy is okay.
Ow.
Sorry. Now, let me wipe those tears away.
Allie?
Yes?
How did this happen?
It's a long story, but... it all started last night.
No wonder Perrin never has any money. Look at all this junk.
Try and be a bit more respectful, Nera. Perrin loves these things, and besides, did you ever consider that she gets most of this secondhand?
She buys it secondhand? But all this looks unused.
It is unused.
So... Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I should have thought about why that was. Those poor families.
I know, but it's best not to dwell on that which we cannot change. However, you can help me change this tiny gift's clothes.
Now he's a gift?
They all are. Each and every single one. But that doesn't make him ours, Nira.
I know. Legally. I know. Legally he isn't, but if what Ali said is true...
That won't excuse what she did. Even... Come on now, those don't match at all.
Well, how am I supposed to know? I've never dressed a boy before.
Yes, but you dress yourself, do you not? Actually, never mind. This explains why you always look so out of sorts.
And you do it!
If I must. Here, take the boy. Nira is going to hold you now, blessed. Be good for her, will you? Carefully. Cradle his head and hold him up against your chest, and then support his bottom with your other hand. There.
Oh, wow. You guys weren't kidding.
What?
He smells so good.
I know. It is the scent of the matron. The fourth song says that when Gela wept, her tears landed on the great moss pad of Thessaly, and there they waited. It was only when women, who was then the river of the world, ran through Thessaly, found that these tears would not yield to her waters, that she spirited them away in rage.
And then what happened?
Well, to shorten the story, in her anger, the great river began to boil with rage. Yet still the tears did not yield. Only when she saw that her anger had burned the lands to drought, and that her anger had caused that which she was meant to nourish begin to wither, did the river realize that the tears had not been for her to take.
Listen to her, little one. This story is about you.
And so the tears, seeing the river suffer, they felt her pain and took pity on her. One by one, they began to yield to her surface, their waters mixing, making the river stronger through their bonding, until once again, Gala's creations had turned the world verdant and azure.
Verdant and azure?
Green and blue.
Oh.
Go ahead and lay him down for me.
Let me see if I understand this right. The river, us,
yes,
tried to date rape the tears, the males.
No.
But because it doesn't work like that, the river got so thirsty that the world almost died.
No.
Until some of the boys decided to give us a pity fuck?
Nira, I swear to Gala, not only are you wrong in the most juvenile of ways, but there is a boy right here. And sooner or later, he's going to start talking. Probably not to us, but to someone.
Oh. Oops. Pretend you didn't hear me say that, my little water bug. I was only trying to rile Mila up a little.
Why does it feel like I'm the only one who doesn't want to go to prison?
Well...
Don't even. Can you please just be serious and help get his top off so we can put this on him?
Fine. There! You're free. Wow. Look at those markings.
Put your arms up for me, my blessed. We need to get this shirt on you so that you're presentable.
Hey! I wasn't finished staring.
Here, put these socks and shoes on him.
And his toes are so adorable. Just like Ali said. Oh, Mila. I want to keep him so bad.
I don't know how you hear so much, but understand so little, Nira.
It's a gift.
I just explained that males are not possessions. They do not belong to you. The government may treat them as their property until they're bonded, but this has never made sense to the faithful.
And why do you want to get rid of him so badly?
Because as much as I would love to hold this boy and never let go, to tell him that he is our world and love him forever, this is simply not how things are. You should know that better than anyone.
I do. But it's fun to pretend.
It is. Which is why I'm going to ask you something that I think only you can answer.
What?
This plan of Allie's may not work. Probably won't work, even. I am older, and I've seen things you haven't.
Hey, I was only kidding about that age thing earlier. It was just a joke. I know you aren't ancient.
Just listen, please. It's for your own sake.
Okay. I'm listening, Myla. And as a daughter of your circle, I hear your voice.
You. Your life has just started. You've been out of the Conclave for less than 2 years, and if this doesn't work, you'll have thrown the rest of your very long life away.
I know, but...
But there will be other boys, Nira. I know how the waiting hurts. I know the pain better than anyone else in this home. But there will be others.
What about Allie? Or Perrin? Don't they have a say?
No. What have I been saying this entire time?
That they're a gift. And not something to be stolen.
Precisely. Allie is asking too much of you. Too much of us. She took the risk when she decided for the family what was best.
What are you saying?
I am saying that when you and Allie go to the police station with him, that you need to tell the truth. Let Allie lie, but you shouldn't share in the blame with her.
You want me to betray Allie?
No. I want you to stick to your principles. What would be the point of you joining the police if your character was compromised so thoroughly? Could you trust yourself? Do you think you ought to be?
It's not that simple, Myla.
It is that simple. Please, do what's right and turn her in. The boy will be where he belongs, and we will be spared this shame.
I don't know.
Nira.
Please. I have until we go to the police station to decide.
Fine. But think of what will happen to Perrin should this lie be found out.
Just go, and leave me for a while to think.
Okay. Come here, little one. Let's leave Nira alone.
No. I want to hold him a little longer. It could be a very long time before I get to do this again.
All right. I understand. But please, don't take too long. We need to be going.
Sure.